Cumberland County Voter Guide Text. U.S. House of Representatives. Cumberland County voters are divided into two congressional districts. Vote for one candidate for the district where you live. See ncvoter.org/guide for more about your choices. Candidates are listed here in the order on the ballot. District 7 candidates. Marlo D. Pridgen, Democrat. President, International for Educational and Economic Advancement. Former Columbus County educator. Would increase affordable housing, prevent evictions and homelessness, and increase minimum wage. Would strengthen anti-discrimination protections. Website, PridgenForCongress.com. David Rozier, Republican. Member of Congress, first elected in 2014. Would repeal Obamacare, reduce onerous rules and regulations, and promote natural gas production. Says public education should be controlled at the local level without federal government involvement. Website, davidrozier.com. District 9 candidates. Shalane Etchison, unaffiliated. Served 11 years in U.S. Army, Iraq, Syria, etc. Supports congressional term limits, protecting voting rights, and combating gerrymandering. Opposes gun control and supports individual liberties, including a woman's right to abortion. Aims to bridge partisan divide to solve problems. Website, EtchisonForCongress.com. Richard Hudson, Republican. Member of Congress. First elected in 2012. Wants to unleash American energy to lower costs for everyone and create jobs. Opposes access to abortion, gun control, and government masking mandates to fight COVID. Wants less tax and regulation to help business. Website, richardhudson.org. Nigel William Bristow, Democrat. Former police detective and parole officer. Now board chair of New Horizons Life and Family Services. Priorities, environmental justice and democracy issues. Raise minimum wage. Address climate crisis. Supports free community college classes. Wants abortion access and affordable health care. Website, NigelBristowForCongress.com. North Carolina General Assembly. The North Carolina General Assembly has 50 senators and 120 representatives serving two-year terms. They adopt the state budget and laws affecting a wide range of topics. As in Congress, candidates have different views on how to represent the public interest on everything from abortion to tax fairness. See ncvoter.org/guide for more information about the candidates in your district. Senate District 19. Simone Pemberton, Republican. Real estate agent. Supports higher pay for teachers and tax-funded scholarships for children in private K-12 schools. Would invest in infrastructure, broadband access, and upgrading telecommunication or networks. Website, electsimone.com. Stephen Swinton, Libertarian. No website available. Val Applewhite, Democrat. Now in NC Senate. Real estate agent. Would provide more funds for public schools and teachers. Opposes public subsidies to private schools. supports access to abortion, resources for affordable health care and housing, and environmental protection. Website, valapplewhitesenate.com. Senate District 19. Maurice Butch Holland, Jr., Democrat. Chief Executive of the Castle Livery. Supports fully funding traditional public schools and policies that promote inclusivity, diversity, and justice. Supports protecting the environment and policies that promote sustainability and conservation. Website, NCSenate.com. Tom McInnes, Republican, now in NC Senate, executive at Iron Horse Auction. Supports cutting taxes, unnecessary government intrusion, and overbearing regulations. Supports voter ID law and restrictions on abortion. Opposes gun control and legalizing medical marijuana. Website, MCINNISFORNC.com. House District 42. Leonard Bryant, Republican. Army career veteran, charter school board member. Wants lower taxes on businesses to support economic growth and trade course training in K-12 schools. Supports tax-funded scholarships for families to send their children to private schools. Website, Bryant4NCHouse.com. Mike Colvin, Democrat. Licensed funeral service professional. Prioritizes job creation, affordable housing, community revitalization, and environmental protection. Supports reproductive rights, expanding mental health services, and health care access for all. Website, VoteMikeColvin.com. House District 43. Diane Wheatley, Republican. Now in the NC House. Registered nurse. Would lower health care costs through free market solutions and reducing government mandates. Supports government restrictions on access to abortion. Supports school resource officers, SROs, for safety. Website, DianeWheatleyNC.com. Janine Dublin Ackles, Democrat, business owner and grant writer. Wants to enhance the rural economy, create jobs, and assist underserved black and brown farmers. Advocates for vulnerable communities and health care for all, including access to abortion. Website, ELECTACKLES.com. House District 44. Freddie De La Cruz, Republican. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. Owns Venus Vogue. Wants accountable, civil, and efficient governance. Supports tax reduction, more resources for law enforcement, and infrastructure improvements. Website, freddieformayor.com. Charles Smith, Democrat. Now in NC House. Attorney. Supports reforms to end perpetual debt loop for poor defendants and alternatives to incarceration. Supports higher pay for teachers and more resources for schools, especially in rural and impoverished areas. Website, charlessmithfornc.com. House District 45. Francis Vanell Jackson, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. Cumberland County Board of Commissioners. The 7 members of the County Commission adopt the budget for schools and other agencies, and they make decisions affecting land use, housing, transit options, conservation programs, the health department, and other vital services. Voters living in District 2 will elect 3 commissioners this year. Voters in District 1 will elect commissioners in 2026. If you live in District 2, you may vote for up to 3 of the candidates below. Find your district at ncvoter.org/guide. Kirk DeVere, Democrat, owns marketing advertising firm, former city council member, and NC senator, wants to safeguard drinking water and remove PFAS. Supports measures to promote small businesses, boost affordable housing, and expand broadband. Website, kirkdevere.com. Carla Acasa, Democrat. President of Latinos United for Progress. Emphasizes environmental and climate justice, sustainable jobs, and improve mental health services. Would foster partnerships among local and county government bodies for equitable, cohesive growth. Website, Vote Acacia, that's VOTEICAZA.com. Peter Pappas, Republican, owns Pappas Construction and other businesses. Priority, spend wisely and bring business-like efficiency to government operations. Would address PFAS poisons and the opioid crisis, recruit new industries, and retain military retirees. Website, CumberlandFirst.org. Pavan D. Patel, Republican, owns Willow Group Investments. Priority, fortify the backbone of society, the middle class. Bolster business and job creation. Wants to improve safety and overall well-being through crime reduction and quality health care. Website, electpatelnc.com. Tony Stewart, Democrat, now serves on the Board of Commissioners. Priorities, create jobs that allow families to prosper. Develop long-term solutions to reduce homelessness. Invest in our public schools, and improve foster care and mental health services. Website, TonyStewartNC.com. Henry Tyson, Republican, co-owns Tyson Commercial Real Estate. Says county's taxes are too high, and its utility infrastructure should expand and be improved. Would invest more resources to support first responders, sheriff's department, and 911 center. Website, facebook.com/Tyson for commissioner. Cumberland County Board of Education. The 9-member Board of Education hires the school superintendent and oversees finances and school policies. This year, 6 board members are elected by district on a nonpartisan basis. See your district and ballot at ncvoter.org/guide. District 1, Kathy Gibson, retirement specialist at Value Teachers, Inc., professor at Gardner-Webb University, and educational consultant. Priority, innovate, elevate, transform shaping the future of education. Web, instagram.com/electkathy24. Mary A. Hales, retired CCS administrator and mental health counselor. Priority, enhance the opportunity for success for all students, faculty, and staff, and equip students to fully become contributing and productive members of society. Website, votemaryhales.com. Alicia Jones Chisholm, on the Board of Education now, retired from civilian career with the U.S. Army. Priority, be an advocate for students and parents. Do what is right and speak what is true. Website, none. District 2, Deanna Turner Jones, on the Board of Education now, retired from U.S. Army. Priority, strive to make sure all children have equal educational opportunities. Web, facebook.com/djonesdistrict2. John Lee, no information provided. District 3, Tom Hatch, former teacher and principal. Priority, advocate for equitable solutions, community collaboration, and success for students and teachers. Website, votehatch, wixsite.com/TomHatch. Brian Moore, real estate agent. Priority, make schools great again. Build community support for extracurricular activities and for school staff. Website, facebook.com/Brian.Moore, that's M-O-O-R-E, .35175. Dolores T. Bell, retired instructional assistant for CCS. Priority, support the different ways children learn. We must take the time to figure it out. Website, none. District 4, Rebecca Pedigo, no information provided. Donna B. Van, on Board of Education now, retired teacher and principal. Priority, continue implementation of CCS's strategic plan. Recruit and retain good teachers. Website, facebook.com/Van4SchoolBoard. Jackie Warner, former teacher, athletic director, and principal. Priority, address the high number of low-performing schools, low salaries, bullying, and absenteeism. Website, facebook.com/JackieWarner.549. District 5, Tracy Pelt, president of C2 Equipping Institute. Priority, support school choice, vouchers for private schools, and higher pay for quality educators. Website, peltonboard.com. Susan Williams, on Board of Education now, retired CCS teacher. Priority, promote a positive and inclusive academic environment where children feel safe, nurtured, and inspired to learn. Website, none. District 6, Tara B. Jordan, educator, Fort Liberty Schools. Priority, our education system should encourage our children to think for themselves while respecting rules and regulations and their class rates. Website? None. Nathan Warfel, on the Board of Education now, Assistant Public Defender. Priority: bring Cumberland County schools into the 21st century and create a positive learning environment. Website, nathanwarfel.com. Uncontested offices. District Court Judge, District 14, Seat 8, Tiffany Marie Whitfield. District Court Judge, District 14, Seat 9, Lou Oliveira. District Court Judge, District 14, Seat 10, Cull Jordan. County Register of Deeds, Andrea Brewington. Use an early voting location, October 17th to November 2nd. Cumberland County voters can vote on any of the locations listed below during early voting. You can use same-day registration to register and vote during early voting, but not on election day. See the last section of ncvoter.org/register. All sites are open. Weekdays, Monday through Friday, October 17 to November 1, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturdays, October 19 and October 26 and November 2nd, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Sunday, October 20, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Cliffdale Rec Center, 6404 Cliffdale Road, Fayetteville. College Lakes Rec Center, 4945 Rose Hill Road, Fayetteville. East Regional Library, 4809 Clinton Road, Fayetteville. J.D. Pone Recreation Center, 2964 School Road, Hope Mills. Kiwanis Rec Center, 352 Devers Street, Fayetteville. Smith Rec Center, 1520 Slater Avenue, Fayetteville. Spring Lake Rec Center, 245 Ruth Street, Spring Lake. And Stony Point Rec Center, 7411 Rockfish Road, Fayetteville. Questions? Call the hotline at 888-OURVOTE. That's 888-OUR-VOTE. Or visit ncvoter.org or call the Cumberland County Board of Elections at 910-678-7733.